Vayter and Shaspi are on Daf Chaf, picking up on Yutesimad Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom. Last word is Bimai. So, we left off having a discussion about a Vecheresh, that someone who, at this particular type of Vecheresh, as Tosfos pointed out, is someone who could speak, but they can't hear. So they can't hear what they're saying. If they read the Megillah, is it Yotzei or not? The Mishnah said no. The question is the Chatchila or Bidiyevid. So one option is to say it's going like Rav Yossi, in which case the Vecheresh can't do it. Even Bidiyevid's no good. Or as we ended up, we said maybe it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Bidiyevid, it would taka going, it's going to be good. Now this is all based off another discussion. And that is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, about if someone who reads Shema and they don't hear it to their ears, are they Yotze, they're not Yotze. Now, we're going to challenge if that's really true, that according to Yehuda by Shema, if you don't hear it to your ears, that you're going to be the Evet. Maybe it's even L'chatchila okay, and therefore the cases are no longer parallel, because Armish is saying it's no good, maybe only mean L'chatchila, maybe be the Evet, but by the one in the Mishnah and Bracha seems to be saying that it's going to be L'chatchila okay. And then we have ourselves no longer parallel. Let's take a look and see. B'mayu Kim Taj set up, Kirabi Huda. Vidyevit. He said Kibidyevit, and it's good Vidyevit. Elohad the Tani Yehuda Breda of Shimon Pazi. We have another Braisa, which we're going to have to draw upon in order to understand this. We have a statement from Yehuda Breda of Shimon Pazi that says, Chebi Shamadarav Eim Shamayat. If you have a Chebish who can speak, but he's not able to hear, Torah Lechatchila, he can go and he can take off Truma and make a bracha on the Truma Lechatchila. Oh, Mani, who's that going like? I mean, because he can't hear it to his ears, so how could you go and say that he's allowed to make the bracha and to lechatchila? E, Rabbi Huda, if you want to see Rabbi Huda, according to what we understood, says b'di'evid in lechatchila lo, only b'di'evid, like Shema. Lechatchila, it isn't good. E, Rabbi Yossi, you want to see Rabbi Yossi, di'evid nami lo, it's not even good b'di'evid. How do we understand this brisa? Must be that really even lechatchila you're okay to say Shema and not hear it to your ears. And therefore, this brisa actually makes sense now. And now if we're doing that, then our Mishnah can no longer be like Rabbi Yehuda because it's saying that it's no good. But and you're going to say, oh, it was no good lechatchila, but the evidence good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be good even good lechatchila. Therefore, must be it's going like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'elamai. Says the Gemara, okay, that's what you want to do. We still have a problem. So what do you want to say? Rabbi Yehuda? You want to say this trimishtik is going to Rabbi Yehuda? Then we have a bit of a problem with a different braisa. The braisa says, "Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon belibo." A person shouldn't do a belibo within his heart, meaning that you're saying it with your lips but not hearing it to your ears. But if you did it, but you're going to be yotzei. Mani, who's that going like? Because now we switched Rabbi Huda to say even lechatchila you can do it, and Rabbi Yossi says even b'diavad doesn't work. Those are our two opinions. Who's that going like? Lo Rabbi Huda, lo Rabbi Yossi doesn't like any of them. E Rabbi Huda, I feel lechatchila should be okay. E Rabbi Yossi, I feel b'diavad nami lo, you wouldn't be good even b'diavad. So now we got ourselves a bit of a pickle. What do we do with this? Beep, turn the page. No, li olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we could say that the whole shtickle by truma, it is going like Rabbi Yehuda. V'afil lechatchila even lechatchila. Aye, how you do with the birchas hamazon shtickle? Kasha. You know why? Because ha di day, the braisa which says by truma you're going to be good b'di'eve lechatchila, that's di day. That's his own opinion. Ha the rabbi, and that whole shtickle with the birchas hamazon, it's going according to his rabbi who says that it's good b'di'eve. So we have someone who says b'di'eve, that's his rabbi. In Tanya, we're looking at a braisa. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's his rabbi. Hakori Shema Tzarech Shesh Mila Ozo. You have to hear to your ears. Sounds like Lechatchila. Shema Shema Yisrael Shema Kedosh Shema Chad. Hash Shema La'ozecha. Let be heard to your ears. Mash Tomotzi Mipicha. That which comes out of your mouth. Oh, so it sounds like Lechatchila. You need that, but B'di'evid, you'd be okay. And that is this Rabbi. Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Asher Anochim Itzavecha Yom Alovecha. It's got to be in your heart. It means Acha Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim. Everything depends on the heart itself, which means as long as you have the proper Kavanah, you're saying if you don't hear to your ears, you're good. Lechatchila, which sounds a little bit like Rabbi Huda. Okay, beautiful. So now we understand what's going on. It says, hold on a second. The hash is aslahachi. Now that you're going to pull this move over here that we have Rabbi Meir that came into the picture that seems to be saying straight up that lechatchila is good even if you don't hear it, then I feel it to Rabbi Yehuda Kirabis, you can even say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe and really holds that b'di'evet it's good. Lechatchila it's no good. V'had the tani Rabbi Yehuda. And that whole stickle over there, talking about the Truma, is Rabbi Meir. He is really going according to Rabbi Meir. Now we're back to the fact that Rabbi Huda can really be our Mishnah. Because we could say that Rabbi Huda really does hold b'di'evid that it's okay, similar to our Mishnah, and that whole braisa was really Rabbi Meir in the first place. Okay, my friends, beautiful. We're now on to the next part of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Mati Machshir Bekatan. He says the Katan is able to go out and he's able to read them. Tanya, we learned, okay, period. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Katan Yisi, when I was just a lad, Ukrisia Lemailam Rabbi Tarfon and Zakanim Belud. And I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakanim in Lud. So you see, a Katan can do it. I'm going to say back to him, aim of your rhyme in a Katan. You can't bring a Raya from a Katan, right? Because, meaning you're bringing some sort of edus from when you're a katan, that doesn't work. Tanya, even another bais, so it says, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, katan, you see, I was a lad, I said it in front of Rebbe Yehuda, you can't bring a raya from the matir. Rebbe Yehuda is the one who was machshir, so of course you can't bring a raya from him. Rashi says, Rebbe Yehuda shekarasa lefan of who a matir, you read in front of him, he's the matir as a katan. Vein lechalav yiraya mimenu, shari rabim chogim lov, the majority of the roves are you on, so you can bring a raya from him, allowing you to do it. In fact, the Gemara of a lame relaying with Vin Raya Minakatan, why are you knocking off Rebbe by saying that, you can't bring Raya from the Matir? Let me just say he was a Katan, the same thing we said before. And says, Gemara, we did. We said two things. Chad the Va'od Kamerle. Chad the Katan. He said, first of all, you're a Katan. Va'od the Feel of God, you see, if you're a God, let me be a Raya Minamatir. Can't bring a Raya from him. He is the Matir. Okay, Zok, the next. Hey, look, Mishnah. We're moving on in Megillah. All right, brief intro before the next Mishnah, and then we'll zip through it. First of all, there's something called Mila. Okay, you know what that is. Then there's something called Tevila, going to the mikvah. And this, I might as well just read it. Here we go. In Korin, it's a Megillah. You're not allowed to read the Megillah. V'lo Malin, you can't do Bris Mila. V'lo Tovin, all these are going to say until it's actually daytime, until sunrise. You can't read the Megillah until sunrise. V'lo Malin, can't do Bris Mila until sunrise. V'lo Tovin, can't do the mikvah until sunrise. That means Chai is someone who has to be going to the mikvah, right? Rashi says, for example, if it's the seventh day of a Zav after having seven clean days, or Tumas Mace on the seventh day, you don't say, well, when it's the night of the seventh, which is we know we go according to Halach, is now the seventh already, if I can do mikvah, even though that's normally the case over here, it's got to be during the day, and you can't do it at night. But if it already passed that day, then you can do it at night. The Gemara is going to explain all these things. Velo mazin, you can't do hazah. That's talking about a person who becomes tamei meis, and they have to get sprinkled on. Also, v'chein shemeres yom keneged yom lo titbal. A recap of that concept we saw that earlier on Daf Ches. The Shemeres Yom ain't being shtiklich. What is it? Shemeres Yom keneged yom. I'm talking about a woman who, let's say, she's not during her 7 days of becoming a nida. Afterwards, she has 11, what's known as the 11 days, where she has to be Shemeres Yom keneged yom. If she sees dam 1 day, she becomes a zava katana. 2 days also. In 3 days, though, she becomes a zava gadola. So if she sees it for 2 days in a row, and then she has to look out for the third day, then that third day is known as Shemeres Yom keneged yom. And when she has to go to the mikwah, it's got to be done during the day. Ad shetana tzachama, all these things have to wait until it's actually netzachama. Rashi says, sheyotza misafik layla, it's no longer layla at all. V'kula shasa mishalim mishachar kashen, and any of these, if you actually did it from Amar Shachar, that's Rashi says Alosa Shachar Yamamahu. It's the day of Alafisha in a kol bekiimbo. Not everyone's bucky with that. Tzurichim lahamten and itzacham. I get to wait till the sun actually rises. Amar Shachar, Alosa Shachar is like by dawn. So when it when the rays of the sun start to to come out, when you look in the morning and it's light, but it's not yet sunrise, that first thing is called morning. Now, if they did it, then it's going to be kosher. But the Yavid, you shouldn't do it because we don't know, but it would be kosher. Now to the Gemara Minalon. How do we know by Megillah that's got to be done during the daytime? Damar Krav, Hayam Melon is coming out, and the days have to be remembered and done and kept. So therefore, by Yom In, there was Hayamim, Balayla Lo, not during the night. Levi Tavatiyufta Rabbi Shub and Levi, this should be a knockoff of Rabbi Shub and Levi. Throw back to Daf Dalet. The Amar Rabbi Shob and Levi. Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah Balayla Veshos Abayom. First has to read it during the night and then repeat it during the day. Oh, but we just said it could only be done during the day. It says Nara Ki Katani Adiyom. This is talking about the daytime one. It says Rashi Adshadei Anitzachama Adiyom Akriya Shnia. The day one has to be done in the day, but there is also a mitzvah to do it during the night. V'lo malin, you can't do bismillah during the night. It's got to be done during the day. The seven till sunrise. Uba yom hashmini yimah on the eighth, and the day of the eighth has got to be the mila. V'lo tovin, v'lo mazin, and you don't do tevila. You can't do the sprinklage. The chsev. V'hiza atar alatame. By yom hashvi. that we go and you sprinkle the Torah with the Tameh on the day of the seventh. The Ishka Tevila Azam, they have a Hekesh of Tevila Ta'azah, of sprinkling and dipping. Rashi says, Dechseb Seifa, the end of the Pasuk says, V'racha Tzamayim V'udin L'zav Azav. You're just going to be Rechitza, actually go ahead and wash yourself in water. Now we have the stiklach of Shomer Siyom. It says the Gemara, V'chin Shomer Siyom, K'negid Yom Lo Titba'at Shetani Secham. Frek the Gemara, Pshita, obviously, Ma'ishno Shomer Siyom, K'negid Yom, Mikol Chayvi Tefilos. Why is it any different than any of the Tefilos that we're talking about over here? Of course, you have to wait till the daytime. It says Gemara, no, there is a difference. I'll say it out, don't read it inside. You know why you have to go and say the Shomer Siyom, K'negid Yom differently? Because you would have thought that it's just like a Zav. We know that a Zav is a person who has some sort of emission that comes out. And we compare that to a Balkeri. And a Balkeri is allowed to be Tovah the same day that he actually sees the Keri. A Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom can't do that. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Zova Kemishkav Nidasa Yela. And therefore, you got to wait a day before you can actually go ahead and go to the Mikwah. So you can, that's that. Now, before actually going ahead and doing Tefillah. So, and then we have a little bit of a day. It's considered like a day itself. So if the Mishnah wouldn't have taught the Shemiras Yom separately, we would think that the Shmira of the start of the night is enough, and then she can be Tovel at night. And if the Mishnah comes to tell us not like that, she has to count. It's got to be a clean day, and counting has to be done during the day. Therefore, she can't be Tovel until the day. Let's read inside. Pshita, Ma'isha Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom Mikol Chayvei Tefilos. Says the Gemara, Itzach we need a Kesaka Tadachemin. I would have thought the following: to have a Kiri Rishona Shalzav, it should be just like the case of Kiri Rishona of a Zav. Kiri Rishona Shalzav is Kishla Balkari. It's considered like a Balkari. The Chsiv Zos Torah says Zav Asher Teitzim Mina Shechazera. So therefore, it's compared to that. That what Mal Balkari Tovel Bayom, just like a Balkari can be Tovel on the day. Hanami Litz Bayomi, even a Zav can do on the day also. But Vahabi Amama Lo Matzitavla. But when it comes to the Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom, she can't do it on that day, because the pasuk says, "Kol yemei zova kimishch nizasa yela," that all the days of her zava, she's flowing, is like that of a nida, and therefore she has to wait until the next day. Belel yamias le'evin mixas shimar v'titpal. Let it be that the next day, let it be that she shomeres a little bit of that time. And then she'll end up going and be Tovel. Kamash Milan comes and tells us, not like that, that Kevin, the Baya Sphere, since she needs to actually count, and she has to, and the counting can only be done during the day, beep, turn the page. So, as the Gemara says now, Chafame, Sphere be a Mamahi, and Sphere is done during the daytime, therefore you can't do it, you can't be Tovel until the day itself. And that's why I had to spell it out particularly. Next part of the Mishnah says, "V'kulon shasum mishalom and hashachar kosher." If and all these things, if they did it from Omer Hashachar, it's already considered day. We're just not sure that we're not so clear on that. That's why we don't like to do that. But if they did, then it's going to be good. Minan immediately. How do we know? How do we know that it starts from Omer Hashachar, from Alos Hashachar, Omer Rava? We're going to have one pasuk. We're going to catch the question now. We're going to bring another pasuk and a half, another really two pasukim. In order to answer, then we're going to ask why we brought the second one afterwards. Let's take a look. Amar Avad, Amar Kra, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom, and Hashem called the Or Yom, L'meir Uba Kar Yom. As it was coming and becoming light, he called it day. So there you have it. Even before it becomes sun itself, right before, and it's considered day. El Me'atav, that's really true. V'lachoshech Kar Laila. Into the night, he called, into the dark, he called night. We want to say that as it's darkening, he called it Laila. We know it's not considered night until actually it's Tisak Chavim. So clearly that can't be the pasuk, that can't be a raya for us. So we have to come up with a new one. Now we're going to use a pasuk we learned way back in Brachos, my friends, Daf Beis and Mebeis. Ella, Amar Vizera Mehacha, we learn from here. Va'anachnu osim b'malacha. This is a pasuk which is found in Nehemiah. And we was doing our work. And some of them were holding, we did the work. Oh, half of them were holding spears. From Alos until Tseis. Alos meaning Amon HaShachar, from before Nates. Another pasuk says, and it was for us that the night was for Mishmar. The end of the pasuk is v'hayom melacha. Important part. Says the Gemara, my v'omer. What are you coming to tell me? Why are you saying v'omer? So first of all, we have explicitly says from Alos until Tseis. So it says because v'chitem in mishalom and the shachar lav yamama. Maybe you would have said it's not really called a day. Umiki arva shimcha shalaylelya. And once you hit shkia, once it's sunset, it's already considered night. V'inu mikadmi mishchemechashchei. But they just got up earlier, worked earlier, and worked later. Tashma v'hayolenu alayla mishmar. The night was a mishmar v'hayom alacha. And during the day we were working, showing that what the daytime was the work, meaning from alos until seisakol chavim. So that's what we have. And when the Gemara opened in the second line, minani mili, that kulin shasam olam reshachar is considered good, and that's from these psukim over here to say from alos until tseis is considered the day. And begin. Next Mishnah. Kol yom kosher l'kriyas Megillah. The entire day is kosher for kriyas Megillah. We're going to see things that are mitzvahs that are done during the day and mitzvahs that are done during the night. And a whole list of them. And we're going to see that anything can be done during the day, you can do it the whole day. Anything at night can be done the whole night. Rashi points out over here the difference, what's the chiddush here, is that v'afagav, and even though the kamelin's reason makdim l'mitzvahs, you should do it as quickly as possible. D'chsiv v'yashkim avim baboker, avim got up early in the morning. Afilachi kosher kol yom, it's going to be good the entire day. Now we have the list. Kol yom kosher l'kriyas Megillah, greet Megillah the entire day. Even though you do it right in the earliest of the morning, you do it the entire day. V'l'kriyas hala, when there's a time to say hala, you do hala the whole day. V'l'tkiyos shofar. V'l'tkiyos lulav. U'l'tfilas hamusafin. And to daven tefillah of musaf. U'l'musafin, the carbon musaf itself. V'l'vidoy haparim. U'l'vidoy, what's vidoy haparim? Rashi says, par helam davar shel tzibor. U'par korin mashiach. Shemizvan olav chet she'vi'u olav. As we've seen a few times through Shas already, and that is that if, let's say, you have that a Kohen Gadol does something that if it would have been done by Mezid, you'd be Chayef Karius, or if the Sanhedrin say that people can go do something in the same idea, then they have to bring certain types of karbanos. So one of them is now we've now know something known as the Vidoy of the Parim. They have to go and say a certain confessional. That's good for the entire day. Levidoy Meiser. Also, when they go out and bring Meiser, this is something which is done, not Meiser Ksafim. Rather, Maser Sheni that you go take off. Ulevidoy Yom Kippur, and for the vidoy that's done on Yom Kippur. This is talking about by the Kohen Gadol. He had the pyre they used to go and bring, and he had to go ahead and do the vidoy over there. Lesmicha, to do smicha, you have to push down the animal before you go and bring certain carbon. Leshchita, when we're going to shechting the carbonus. Letenufa, certain carbonus we would wave. La Gasha, actually bring it next to the Mizbech. You have to bring it closer to the different parts, different types of carbonus. Lekemitza. Ula Haktara, that we learned about Kamitza, is when you take the fistful and you close the three middle fingers and you take the pinky and the thumb and you wipe off those sides of it. That stuff is the Kamitza from the Mincha, flour. Ula Haktara, and then burning that in Mizbech. Le Malika, what's up, Malika? That's when they go ahead and Rashi says, Shel Oaf, and they go and they do the carbon of the Oaf, they would do use their thumbnail in order to kill it. Ula Kabbalah, when they go ahead and the Rashi says the Kabbalah Saddam, not to be confused with Kabbalah. Getting the blood, ula hazoya, when they go, they spritz the dam, different types. Rashi says lezukes hadam, v'hazoyas parim and esurafim v'chatos apnimios shehizrika shelahen. And then the spritzing of the parim and itself, and the burnt par and the chatos apnimios, the inner chatos, which that is theirs, the zrika for theirs. With ashkaya sota, when the sota had to drink the water, that's a woman is accused of being with somebody, and when she's married and she's with somebody else, and okay, she's drink the sota. Well, arifa sa egla, that's egla arufa. Then if somebody dies in between two cities equidistant, then you do a whole process called egla arufa. That's done during the day as well. Ula tahara sa mitzora, and the process when the mitzora becomes tahor. All of these things that are done during the day are good to be done the entire day. Now, what about the night? Kol ha'layla kosher l'ketiras ha'omer. We know that we have the carbon omer before they bring the carbon on the 16th of Nisan. They would, for the second day of Pesach, when we start counting sfiras ha'omer, they would do the ketira, and that was the night before. We could do it all night long. This is a throwback again to brachos. That's the burning of the fats and the limbs. And as we mentioned, there also that can be done during the day, but it can go into the night. You could do in the night. Zeklah, this is a rule. Darvish shemitzvah sabayom kosher kol yom. Something a mitzvah which is done to be done. There is a mitzvah to do during the day. It's kosher the entire day. Darvish shemitzvah sabalayla kosher kol alayla. Something a mitzvah is done during the night. It's kosher the entire night. Now we break down the concepts that we spoke about, the mitzvahs done during the day and the night, where we know it from. Minalan. How do we know the first one, the Megillah, is done during the day? Damar Krak, because the Pasuk says, V'hayom ha'ele niskarim v'nasim. And these days are niskarim v'nasim. So we see over there, it says during the days. What about Hallel? How do we know Hallel is during the day? L'kriyas ha'Hallel d'chsev mi'mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Hulo Shem Hashem, right? So from the sunrise until sunset, from its rising until it's setting. That's pretty straightforward. Now we got ourselves a letter on the scene of Yosef Omer. He comes and he says, Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagi Lavin is Mehabi Yeshuato. Right, that says Zehayom Asa Hashem during the day. That's what it does. What about Lulav? L'tilas Lulav, d'chsiv l'kachtam l'chem b'yom harishon. L'tilas Shofar, d'chsiv yom t'riol y'olachem. So far, so good, pretty straightforward. Ulu Musafim, d'chsiv d'var yom b'yomo. It says about them, about the yom b'yomo. Ulu t'filas ha-musafim, ka-musafim shavir rabbanan. They made those just like the Musaf itself. The tefillah came from it itself. Ulevidoi parim diyolef kapara miyom kippurim. They learn exir shava from Yom Kippur. The tiny got miyom kippurim says beyom kippur Yom Kippur v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso bekaparas devar makasam medaber. That's talking about things that are spoken out, meaning the vidoi itself. This is the Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Vav Beis. Rashi says misayim la. At Amin Rashi, Ata Omer Kaparis Davarim, or Ina Eleva Kaparis Damim. Hareyu Omer Vishachat Sparachata, Sashalo, Lamanisha Dayan, Lishcha Tapar. So must be talking about Kaparis Davarim. The Kapara Bia Mamahu. And Kapar is going to be done during the day. The Chsiv by Yom Hazeh, Yechapar Alehim. All right, it's done during the day. Ulevido Meiser. What about Meiser? The Vido that we see from Meiser Sheini. That is the Chsiv. Amartalfin Hashem Elokecha, Biarti Yakodesh Minha Bais. Vesamelchim, what's right next to it? Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Elokecha. Mitzavecha, which means it's done during the day. Lismicho l'shchita, done during the day. D'chsev v'samach v'shachat uksivba b'shchita b'yom zivchachem. Because it says these two words in the same pasuk. And therefore, we learn out that we know it says straight up by shchita b'yom zivchachem during the day, at the time when you're going ahead and doing the shchita. Ulu tenufa, about waving it. D'chsev b'yom anivchem as omer, during the day that you're doing such a thing. Ula agosha, what about bringing the being magish, bringing next to the mizbeach? You have to bring the Hashem, the Mincha, the Iskish Lutanufa, it's a hekish to Tanufa, the Siva Lakacha Koin Miyada Isha, is Mincha Sakinos, Vehini Fihikrif. So you have the Mincha Sakinos and the Hanafa brought together, and we know enough, therefore this as well. All these things had to be known, the Siv, Biyom Tzavoso, is Bnei Yisrael. These are all things which have to be done with that Kuravas carbon, and all those fall into this category. Therefore, during the day. Let's go to Sota. What about the Sota? Ase Torah Torah Gezer Shavlar Torah Torah Ksiv Hacha V'asala Kohen Eis Kola Torah Zos. And the Kohen does all of the Torah of her, meaning whatever it has to do with the Sota. Uksiv Hasam, it says, Apia Torah Asher Yerucha V'ala Mishpat. And the Torah that they tell you to do, and the Mishpat Sher Yimalach, they have to do. Asher yomu lecha, then the pasuk says, ta'ase lo sasur min adavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmal. You can't sway one way or the other. That's talking about mishpat. Beep, turn the page. Chafal v'manav. Ma mishpat b'yom, afkan b'yom. Just like mishpat, judgment has to be done during the day. Gemara, we learn in Sanhedrin, so too, this has to be done during the day as well. The sota stuff. Ula Rifas Egla, what about Rifas Egla? Oh, by the way, beep chafaf, I think I just said that. Rifas Egla, what about the Egla? Rufa Amr Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kaparik Sivba Kikadishim. You have the word kapara written by it. Just like kachim have to be done during the day, so too this as well. Ula Taras Mitzorah, Mitzorah, Dechsev, Zostia Taras Mitzorah, Biyom Taras, on the day when he's being Mitzorah himself. Then next thing we said, Kolai Lakosh, the Ketzir Sa'omer. He said the entire night is good for Ketzir Sa'omer. The Amar Mar, Ketzira, Usifira, Balaila, Vahava, Bayom. Rashi says, as we learn this from V'yolof Lom, it's like Menachos Mikar, we learn it from the Pesukim in Menachos. The Sphere of Alayla Avos Beyom, and the Brat, you bring it during the day. Ulehek Tachalom Ve'evarim, the burning, the fats in the limbs. Dechsev Kol HaLayla Adaboker, that says all the night until the morning. Ze'akal, this is the rule. Davashim, it says Beyom, Kasha Kol HaYom. Ze'akal, what's that coming to include? Whenever it says this is the rule, it's coming to include something else that's not over there. Lasuye Sidor Bezichin V'siluk Bezichin. That is referencing when he set up the lechem upon him. They also had these spoons of frankincense that were set up as there. So that the setting up of that stuff also, that's something which is done during the day as well. Uk Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Silikas Yashana Shachris, if the Kohanim would take, they would take out the old ones in the morning, Visider as a Chadasha Arvis in Bekach Klum. If they would then set up the new ones in the afternoon, then this is nishkin a problem. No problem. If you look at Rashi over here, we got over the top right corner, it says, the Amr Maseches Menachas, Afilu Silikas Yashana Shachas, Vesidias Achadosha Arvis, means in the late afternoon, Avzu Oysa Tamid, it's still considered Tamid, which we're going to see in the Pasuk in a second. Umau Tamid, Shalom, what are we going to do with the fact that it says Tamid? Shalom, Yolin Shulchan Belalechem, it means you can't leave the Lechem without Lechem upon him over there. But if it didn't have the frankincense, you're fine. Avalur Abanan, they argue, they say, Tafchul Shalzeh, Mesad Bitsad Tafchul Shalmasal, like they would, it would replace it immediately as they remove it. That's Machlokas. Rabban and Rabbi Yossi when it comes to the frankincense. So let's read inside now. What in fact it says it's got to be in front of me always. Shaloye, we switch there in the side over there. Shaloye shulchan below lechem. It means you can't have the shulchan without the lechem. And the last piece to finish off the parak is davish mitzvah b'layin l'kosh kol ha'layin. Anything with the mitzvah of the night, it's kosh kol ha'layin. L'suyeh mai, what's that coming to include? L'suyeh achilas psachim. That's coming to include eating the karban pesach, that you could eat it the whole first night. This is a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, if you remember, in Maseches Brachos. Udalo Kerebi Elazar ben Azai, also in Psachim. Look, as Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya, learned in the Brice of Achlus Abbasar Belaila Azair. When it says by the Kerem Pesach that you eat it on this night, Amr Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Nemer Kam Belaila Azair, Venemer Laholon, Avarti Be'eretz Mitzayim Belaila Azair. I passed through the Mitzayim Belaila Azair on this night. Ma Laholon Ad Chatzos, just like that was talking about until Chatzos, known as the Makas Bechoros. Afkan Ad Chatzos, so to hear until Chatzos, and Rabbi Kiva argues on that. My friends, Hajin Allah Hakori Lamafreya. All y'all know our minug. We said Hajin Allah, when to come back to it, let's do it. Daf Yud Zayin. Hakori Samigil Lamafreya Lo Yotze. Some of those Lamafreya, they are not going to be Yotze. All right, we're a Yotze. We're going to stop right now. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.